Hi loves, this is a very potent episode talking about my realization in the tub, and I'm in the tub recording. I'm talking to you about icon, I'm talking to you about pleasure, I'm talking to you about soul desires. So much goodness to receive here, so be here. Thank you for being here, be here fully, take a deep breath. And receive what your soul chose this episode for today. Enjoy. Hello, gorgeous soul. This is Haley Bowler Cook, your host here at Uplift Lifestyle Podcast, founder of Uplift Lifestyle, premium high-level coach and quantum channel for the high-level woman, the conscious billionaire in the making. This podcast is for your personal alignment and your deepest evolution. We are committed, we are devoted to our highest timeline. And by being here, by listening to this podcast, by actually integrating and embodying the teachings that we describe here in this podcast, it becomes a transmission, it becomes an opportunity for your entire life to upgrade. Thank you for being here. Please enjoy this podcast episode. Follow along at uplift_lifestyle on Instagram. I am there the most in my stories, on lives, chatting with you, sharing content, sharing inspiration, connecting with you, and putting out offer after offer for the aligned woman, the high-level woman, the conscious billionaire in the making. Quick riffy today, all about logic being the killer of pleasure. Logic literally cock blocks pleasure over and over again. And this channeled through for me as I'm in the bath and I put my hair up in a bun to have my bath because I did my hair this morning, which is a big deal. And I have another event tonight. So I was like, I'm not going to get my hair wet. I've already done it. Logically thinking, right? And then I'm in the bath and I just love putting my head under the water and like meditating under there for as long as I can hold my breath. And that's not something that's available to do when my hair is up in a bun and I'm trying to keep it dry. Logic, right? So within like a moment, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Who cares if my hair gets wet? And who cares if I do it again or if I don't do it again or if I show up with my hair fucking crazy? I don't care. I want to have a pleasure-filled bath. I want to be under the water. I want to be splashing around like a little wet rat. Like, I want to be under the water. I want to feel the water all over me. So within that moment, hair tie comes out, boom, under the water. And that feeling under the water, even though it was just for the moment, it was like, yes, pleasure. So had I followed my logic and not my alignment, not my body's desires, not my pleasure, not my dream, not my nudge, I wouldn't be here talking to you today. I wouldn't be potentially inspiring you today. I wouldn't be potentially igniting something in you today. And I wouldn't have experienced the pleasure of putting my head under the water, which is what I wanted. I came into the bath not to come out looking pretty, but to fully feel the restoration and renewal that the bathtub provides to me. So logic is the killer of pleasure. You'll see this in small moments in your life, and you'll see this in big moments in your life. And the reason I'm feeling called to share it with you here today is the universal truths, they go into all parts of our life. So me in this small moment of choosing pleasure over logic and putting my head under the water is as impactful as me deciding to go all in on my business when it was scary, when I didn't know what was going to come of it, when I didn't have guaranteed income, success, clients, when I just leapt and allowed the net to appear. Pleasure is the driving force. Pleasure is what we came here for. I had a similar experience a couple nights ago, and I was doing a pleasure practice, and often during my pleasure practice, I have the most massive channeled messages come through because the physical body is the portal to our alchemy. The physical body is the portal to our highest timeline. We're souls having a human experience, but we chose Earth. We chose the human body. We chose this earthly experience. We chose to come to Earth school. Our souls signed the contract and showed up. So we chose to have these bodies, and we get to be so infinite and limitless and fully expressed and fully experienced in our body. We're not limited by our body. We're actually expanded by our body. So in this pleasure practice, I had a revelation come through, and it was so strong, and it was like a simple truth in the sense that you get what you want. And if you really want it, you will do anything to have it. If you really want it, you will devote to it. Devotion, devotion, devotion. And I realized that so many people are living very ordinary, very limited, very dull, very meh lives because they're not actually allowing themselves to want what they want. They're not actually experiencing yearning, experiencing desire, experiencing devotion to a dream, to an experience, to a thing, to a person, to a desire. And there's nothing more liberating and activating than wanting something and then going for it. So in this pleasure practice, I connected to something I really, really wanted. And this was on a day I was feeling really low and tired and blah. And during the pleasure practice, reconnecting through the portal that is my body to a soul desire, because our soul desires are guaranteed. A message that channeled through actually for my devotion women was the soul's mission on earth is service, and the soul's desires are guaranteed. So if you are fully devoted to service, your desires are inevitable. So that came channeling through for my devotion angels. And I'm saying it again here now on the podcast, and I hope that that serves you. So when you have a soul desire, not just, oh, I should want this, a fleeting desire. Oh, I should have this because someone else wants it. Oh, you know, I should want this or just set this random goal because then I'll feel semi-successful if I hit it, even if it's not that big. And even if I don't actually really want it, it'll give me some sort of ego desire. It'll give me some sort of dopamine rush to get it. We're just in our own little hamster wheel of setting small goals and reaching small goals. Well, guess what? Guess what? If it's a soul desire and it seems big and it seems scary and it seems infinite and limitless and massive and it seems far and it seems far-fetched, if it's a soul desire, it's as inevitable as hitting your small goal this week. It's as inevitable. The thing is, most people aren't willing to go for their truest soul desires. They're terrified to even say what they want. They're scared to say what they want. They won't even ask for what they want in their relationship. They won't even ask for what they want in the bedroom. They won't even ask for what they want off the menu at a restaurant. Love, it's time to let go of logic limitation. It's time to step into your iconic life by design. Through devotion, through beingness, through embodiment, through building such a powerful, unfuckwithable energy within your essence, being so personally powerful, so self-led, so unfuckwithable, that you get to go for your massive desires And it gets to feel so nourishing and so good. And you know you are so good and so whole and so complete no matter what. So you're not scared of failure. You're not scared of redirection. You're not scared of success. You are just following your desire in your lane, your timeline. This is being iconic. This doesn't mean we completely release and let go of fear, or we completely release and let go of any regret or any edge or any pain or any doubt. It means that we have a stronger faith, a stronger belief, a stronger vision, a bigger vision. And that is what pulls us and pushes us forward. And that is what we're devoted to. We're not devoted to fear. We're devoted to love. So if it's fear, it's fear. And it gets to come with us and we get to accept it. But it's not taking the driver's seat. I have had many conversations with clients about choosing to walk with fear, walking with fear every day because your faith is louder, walking with fear because your devotion to your alignment is louder, walking with fear because your big vision is louder. So the fear gets to come, the fear gets to join us, gets to come on the journey. We can't get rid of it. So long as we're alive, we're going to have our ego, we're going to have our fear, we're going to have parts of ourselves that say, no, it's too scary. But that voice doesn't take the driver's seat. It just doesn't. And if I allowed logic to rule my world or fear to rule my world and I didn't choose devotion to my highest timeline, I wouldn't be where I am today and I wouldn't be inspiring you here today. I wouldn't be facilitating the many lives that I facilitate in alchemy, ascension, healing, empowerment. If I stopped when it got hard, I wouldn't be serving you today. If I chose to shrink instead of lean into a difficult edge, I wouldn't be healing you today. So stick to it. Get clear on what it is your soul really wants. And inside all of my containers, this is a practice that we do. Connecting to your actual soul desires, because your soul desires are inevitable. And connecting to those desires and pulling them in, expressing with the entire universe, the entire multiverse, all beings across all worlds, what it is that you want, so that they can feel you, so that they can give it back to you, so that it can be this sacred cycle of give and receive, service and receptivity. So I'm here to empower and support you, inspire you, heal you, lead you, guide you in this new paradigm, in your unique paradigm, your dream life. And I'm just getting started and I'm not slowing down. I am not slowing down. So it's time to express your purest self. Your purest expression elicits your deepest healing. This is what we're going into inside Icon. Icon is my 2-week micromind, 3 high-level interactive immersive calls together over Zoom, 1 high-level, deeply, deeply powerful and individualized one-on-one call together over Zoom, unlimited Voxer, private Facebook group, and of course, the playlist, the Icon playlist. So we're going into all of this because your purest expression is needed. You experiencing your fullest experience is needed, and then showing up in that for us, for the world, being seen in that. If you desire to be seen, if you desire fame, if you desire to be in front of a camera, in front of an audience, if you desire to have eyes on you, ears on you, you desire this expression, it's time to express it, because your purest expression elicits your deepest healing. When you express your purest self and then you question it, or you're being questioned, or you trigger someone, or you trigger yourself, you are invited in to a deeper, purer opportunity to self-validate, to self-heal. Your fullest expression, be it your insights, your expression, or embodiment. When you show yourself in this way, when you show up in this way, when you're seen in this way, you're opening the most vulnerable corners of you. This is where you get to observe. And if you are devoted to this work, you get to heal all that comes up. We're going into all of this in Icon. This is something that I have truly, truly had to master. Being an expander while also being a trigger, holding that duality. It's something I continue to navigate, and it's something that I facilitate my clients going through. My high-level one-on-one clients, the clients who are inside Prosper, the clients who are inside Devotion, the clients who will be inside Icon. We are going way deeper into this in Icon because it's about being seen. And when you're seen, your breath expands. When your breath expands, there's more eyes on you. When there's more eyes on you, there's more inspired people, more motivated people, more people in love. But there's also more people triggered. There's more people celebrating you, but there's more people hating on you. We have to hold this, holding the duality of being an expander and a trigger, holding the duality of rising in wealth, love, impact, and alignment, while also navigating the darkest edges of yourself, holding the duality of knowing you can have it all. You can have it all, while also being wildly okay with having nothing. Holding the duality of edges and your inevitable evolution. Holding the duality of evolving out of old paradigm, conversations, relationships, and ways of being, while feeling more confident, aligned, and magnetic than ever. Holding the duality of raising your impact, being seen, creating massive influence, and experiencing haters, shame, uncomfortableness, and self-doubt. Holding the duality of your highest self-embodiment and a very loud ego attempting to pull you back. This is the work. This is the work of Icon. This is the new paradigm of leadership, owning our power and owning our vulnerability. Walking forward with the reclamation of our most innate truth that is our fullest expression. No matter what, we have to shine. No matter what, we have to keep going. And if you are frankly done with shrinking yourself to make others comfortable, you're done with self-censorship, you're done with limiting yourself, shrinking your expression and playing small, and you're ready to actually own your most innate truths, your beauty, your genius, your power, your magnetism, your inner iconic expression, then I invite you in to Icon. We're on pre-sale for a few short more days, depending when you're listening to this, a few short more days of when this is being released. The pre-sale ends soon. This is a high-level experience, a high-end container, a very devotional, a very unique space of iconic living. And it's for the woman who's ready to be seen in all of her power, unapologetic, unleashed, magnetic, as fuck. It's not about authenticity is a buzzword, unapologetic is a buzzword, so let's just say we're it and let's just pretend to be it and let's just say, yay, we celebrate people who are unapologetic and authentic. It's not that. This isn't some concept to pretend to feel aligned with. These are deep embodied truths. You being unapologetic truly, what does that look like for you? I can guarantee you're not in your full expression of it. Authentic, authenticity, these aren't just buzzwords. These are massive devotions to your highest self. So what does it mean to you to be authentic? Are you truly being your most authentic self? Or is it just some buzzword that you feel you should resonate with? We're going so deep into all of this. We're going into cancel culture. As I've said many times, cancel culture keeps you average. Cancel culture is fear. Cancel culture is the opposite of unconditional love. Cancel culture is is something that keeps you so misinformed. Cancel culture keeps you so small. We're going into this. We're going into triggers. We're going into being triggered by successful, beautiful, powerful women. We're going into being triggered by other people's joy and happiness and freedom. We're going into all of this in Icon. This is a really important conversation to be having, and you can be in on these vibes here on the podcast, over on Instagram. I'm going to be talking about this on the lives, in my stories, in my posts. But the deepest dive, the deepest transmission, the deepest integrations, channeled messages, and coaching is happening inside Icon. As you may know, or you may not know, my work as a high-level premium coach, a quantum channel, and a quantum healer is a combination of coaching, channeling, and transmissions. Energetic and physical upgrades so that your subconscious mind, your fascial system, your energetic system, your chakra system, your actual physical body, and then the aura that surrounds you, and then the infinite self that is the soul that is truly unbound, that is felt everywhere, we upgrade all of that. And then from that moment on, after the work together, your only job is keeping your conscious mind on track, being the high-level woman, being the infinite soul in the human body, having the conscious behaviors aligned action, observing yourself and embodying it all. Once the transmissions are complete, they're complete. And it's just you in the way if you are in the way. So if you feel pulled into this work, trust it, trust yourself. And remember, I started this riff by saying logic is the killer of pleasure. It is the cock block of pleasure. So lead with pleasure, lead with desire. And if you don't even know what you desire, but you know you desire something, just be in that yearning, be in that devotion to more. Be in the most expressed space of I want more, I want more. And then hold yourself in your presence. Find gratitude in where you are and what you have. But my love, don't shrink, don't play small, don't stop. Keep going. Keep seeking. Keep asking. Keep praying. Keep manifesting, keep creating, because if your soul desires it, it's meant for you and it's inevitable. So we're here. I'm here. I'm in the business of you having everything you want. It's time to live a devotional, iconic life. I hope to see you inside Icon. The pre-sale ends soon. And it is a limited capacity micromind because there is a one-on-one component. And the calls on the Zoom, they're interactive. There's Q&A, there's time to chat, there's time to riff. It is so interactive that it's a tight, beautiful group. So if this feels like a fuck yes, a soul yes, a full body yes, don't hesitate. The link is in the show notes to sign up. The link is on my Instagram at the link in the bio. You can direct message me if you need the link. You can direct message me if you have questions. You can direct message me if you want to know if this is the container for you. And I love chatting with you and I love connecting with you. So thank you for being here today. Now it's time for me to get back to my bath and just float underwater. So have a beautiful rest of your day and start being more iconic in the now, right here, right now. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. I hope this episode served you, and I deeply hope and trust that if you are here listening to this podcast, you are devoted to your highest timeline. You are devoted to doing the work to actually integrating what we talked about today so that you can have the energetic and the physical upgrades to ultimately have what you desire and live the life of your dreams. Living a life by your own design is 100% the path less traveled, but I can promise you it is absolutely the most beautiful path. Thank you for being here. Be sure to check out our Instagram at uplift_lifestyle for all the updates on offers, for all the ways to work with me to get deeper into my world and deeper into your personal alignment. I love you and have a beautiful day.